Hurricane season begins on June 1st, even as many people in the Southeast are still rebuilding from last year's storms. 2021 was one of the most expensive on record in terms of damage from weather and climate disasters. Hurricane Ida alone cost more than $60 billion. Emily Jones of member station WABE reports on how some people in Georgia who have been devastated by these past hurricanes are preparing for future storms.
When Hurricane Matthew passed offshore of Georgia in 2016, it tore down trees, damaged houses, and flooded much of the coast. But Larry and Donna Piper didn't get much water, about 2 inches in part of their marshfront home on Tybee Island. So when Hurricane Irma came less than a year later, they decided to stay put rather than evacuate again.
The water just kept coming and coming.
Larry Piper says Irma hit right at high tide.
It took all my sandbags at the back door and deposited them in the front yard. That's how swift the current was.
They had 4 feet of water on their property and over 2 feet inside the house. And that meant everything, floor, sheetrock, appliances, had to go.
I tore it all the way down to the tin roof and the studs.
It was the same at nearly every house on their street.
As you can see, most of them are fairly modest homes. And this was, you know, working class neighborhood. This was not fancy beachfront homes.
George Shaw is Tybee's community development director.
Some folks were able to save some stuff, but after Irma, every yard had a giant pile in front of it full of stuff.
Most of those houses, including the Pipers, sat only a foot or two off the ground. So the city applied for and received a federal grant to elevate houses, most of them on this street. The Piper's house now stands almost 11 feet off the ground on concrete columns, high enough to park their cars under, and hopefully high enough to stay dry. Marshall Shepard of the University of Georgia in Athens is an expert on weather and climate. He says steps like these to keep people and property safe are essential as climate change makes hurricanes stronger.
This is not looming. This is not, it's coming. It's here. So what are we doing about it? Who's most impacted and how do we move forward from a policy and a sort of societal fabric standpoint to deal with it?
Leaders all over Georgia are grappling with those questions, made all the more urgent by 3 devastating hurricanes in the last 6 years. Those storms also point to dangers of climate change that experts like Shepard hadn't focused on before, like that South Georgia has more to worry about than drought and heat.
Now I would have to say drought, plus perhaps the impact of really strong hurricanes that maintain their intensity as they move further inland.
That's what Hurricane Michael did in 2018. After making landfall as a Category 5 hurricane in the Florida Panhandle, it was still a Category 2 storm when it reached southwest Georgia, where Eric Cohen was farming more than 1,400 acres of pecans.
Hurricane Michael, basically, it took 800 acres of our farm, devastated it, laid it on the ground. So basically, I'm only farming 200 acres of pecans now.
It takes about a decade for pecan trees to mature, so Cohen says it just didn't make sense to replant. He's now a real estate agent and leases the rest of his land to farmers growing crops like peanuts and cotton that can bounce back faster. And rather than taking over the pecan farm, Cohen's son is studying to be a dentist.
I've been preaching this to my son that you don't need to depend on these pecans, buddy. We're too weather dependent.
All over the state, individuals and communities are preparing for storms in their own ways. The small city of Colquitt in southwest Georgia just got funding from the state to shore up its water system against future storms. Tybee already took similar steps, adding generators to sewer infrastructure so that it works during power outages. As for the Pipers on Tybee Island, even though their house is high above the water now, they'll evacuate next time because a flood would still destroy their cars. Donna Piper says they can't help but take storms seriously now.
20 years ago, I didn't think about all this flooding, you know, hurricane, a little hurricane, no big deal, but now it is a big deal.
The city of Tybee is hoping to get another federal grant to lift another 49 houses out of danger. They've built up the dunes, and they're looking at ways to protect the backside of the island where the Pipers live. And in the meantime, everyone is hoping the next big storm doesn't come just yet. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Jones.